Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end.
It is day 5, everybody. Happy Sunday, November 5th. My name is Evil Murr, and I'm here to help you move along your NaNoWriMo journey or encourage you to quit, depending on where you are emotionally in this stage. Remember, my name is Evil Murr, and you should not listen to anything I say, but I'm going to keep talking. One thing a lot of writers get fulfillment from is feedback. We all want someone to tell us how great we are. And when someone does tell us how great we are, it keeps us going and it's awesome. And one of the hardest things during NaNoWriMo is keeping going. So my advice is to post your work online as you go. And yes, even if you followed my advice yesterday to plagiarize, do it then. Who cares? And ask for feedback. Because everybody probably will tell you it's amazing, especially if you like stayed up really late to write those 2,000 words you were doing behind, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and you had Schitt's Creek going on in the background, and you decided to start putting those characters into your story because that was funny, and your book isn't funny, and so might as well just borrow the humor. I think if you post online as you go, people will take time to read it, and they will tell you you're brilliant. If they tell you you're not brilliant, they're clearly wrong. Who cares if your story doesn't hold together? It's NaNoWriMo. Or you could also say, all I want is good feedback. Because people love to hear that you don't want any criticism at all. In fact, more people will flock to give you their feedback if you tell them you don't want criticism. It's an internet truth. Posting online as you go will also make you friends. They might want you to read their stuff, but you don't have time for that because you're doing NaNoWriMo. So I think nothing bad can come of posting your work online. People won't comment or suggest anything. They won't make you doubt yourself. They won't make you be afraid you're moving in the wrong direction. It will all be positive, I promise. My name is Evil Murr, and I give terrible advice. If you would like good advice from somebody whose name is not Evil, check out the I Should Be Writing podcast wherever podcasts are found. By the end of the day, you should have 8,333 if you're staying on par and doing the same word count every day. If you're not, well, then your word count is whatever it is. You know the answer. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Who decided to have Thanksgiving this time of year?
Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mer Lafferty, merverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.